Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a special, special show tonight. It's not going to be a long one. It's definitely going to be in and outer. Okay.
Yeah, we on a quick check-in.
But we had to do something for game night because this was, we're talking about the Knicks with the possibility of going 3-0. So we definitely wanted to check in with, with you guys out there. I am just Heck. I got Coach B with me tonight.
Yes, sir.
Ed Dollars and Wall Street are out, claiming fatigue or whatever. You're old. You don't love the Knicks.
When the OTA is optional, and the vets decide not to come in. Yeah.
Whatever. Listen, yeah, everything matters when you're trying to build a championship team. So,
for real.
But now, shout out to those guys. You know what I'm saying? Definitely catch them next week. But tonight, man, it was about the Knicks going rematch with the Pacers, at the Fieldhouse in Indiana. From what you watched, what did you think, Coach?
Man, again, great energy, good start. Definitely getting easy baskets, getting to the free throw line. Shout out to RJ going 6-for-7. OBE almost looking like he's cherry picking out there, the way he gets these easy layups.
He did a couple times.
Well, I take it.
Hartenstein threw a nice pass.
Yeah. Yo, man, he is such a good fit. He's a great chemistry guy. Definitely. He doesn't overdo it. He found Obi for a lob on a half-court set. Like, that's the stuff you really want to see. And Obi had, a nasty dunk attack in the basket. If he could continue to shine like that, Tibbs ain't going to have no choice but to play him. So, this is, exciting on all levels, man. And definitely, Cam still not finding his groove going, I think, 1-for-6 or something. But, had 10 points.
He had a great second quarter, I think. Had a great second quarter. He was three to five, three rebounds, hit a three-pointer.
Yeah.
And then the rest of fact that he's not being given the extension that he just figured would get, because the Knicks are starved for actual talent at that spot. And it's not happening for him, bro. Like, it just is what it is. He's just too up and down. And, there's one sequence that's going on right behind me where he misses the three-pointer. His man beats him up court for an alley-oop. It's like, dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to – if the game ain't going – if your offense ain't going for you, you got to play defense, bro. And, he's going to hit the bench. He's going to hit the bench. Ed Dallas called it perfectly last night to me. The reference where he's like, he's a kid who's super talented, but doesn't work hard enough. And his definition of working hard is just like, it's not enough, bro. And he's going to be eaten alive in New York.
He has to change his play style and be more of a glue guy for now, and earn his way by making those other guys even more better than what they are.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I don't know. I was watching the game and it was close. I mean, the Knicks were getting them early on. It was close all the way to the fourth quarter. They let the lead slip away. Shout out to Ben Math, who is a thoroughbred, man. That kid went off. I kind of thought, he's this foolish kid who's calling out LeBron on draft day. Right. But this kid, he's going to take somebody's spot, maybe this year, but definitely not next year, man. He's athletic. He's got the height. He puts on 10 pounds, 15 pounds. He's a problem.
He's taking enough contact already, get to the basket.
He was frustrating RJ a little bit, on when RJ's trying to guard him and he just kept going right at him. One of the things that I noticed too in the game, I started hearing a lot, going left, Every time RJ had the ball, RJ's got to get a right hand, man. He's got to develop a right hand. Like, he's got to. I don't know if he is or not, but he's got to develop another hand. I heard it like three times, bro. Going left, going left. Bro, when the bench is calling your lane, and you can't, he just went left. Like, you know, obviously they couldn't stop him, but at some point, defense is going to adjust because he's going to be the best player on this team at some point.
It'll matter as we get like further into the season, but definitely we'll see how it goes. I do think that as the game starts to matter more and like defensive setups, as far as like getting switches and everything, he'll have some real opportunities to attack from the right, and then it'll be a lot easier. Julius Randle hit a couple catch and shoot shots.
Yeah,
you know, he hit a couple pull ups, but that, you know, that takes away from the ball movement. You know, it's easy to be stagnant and stick to what you know. You know, when the ball's not moving well all the time. But like overall, I think he got more than enough in his bag to get to that 22 per game total.
RJ. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I don't even think that's a question. I think if he doesn't score that, I think he's capable of more this year. But 22 is okay. I think he needs to be like 24, 25. Like, he's right there. I mean, he put in the work. He didn't have a bad game. I think, you know, shout out to Julius. It is too early. You're right. Shout out to Julius, though, for kind of picking his spots a little bit more. I think Julius he's starting to understand his role a little bit more, where, you know, obviously, a year ago, 2 years ago, he would have just turned into a black hole and tried to do everything himself. And now he's realizing that the talent is starting to come about. Everybody's starting to really show, okay, this is what I'm capable of now. I've been in the league, I got a couple of years. Obi's doing amazing. Yeah, like, 1,000 alley-oops in this game. He tried to break Wilt's single season score. It's embellishing a little bit, bro. Yeah.
He gets to it, and that's it, changes momentum.
Yeah.
Like, and Indiana's fighting, man. Like, they got two rim protectors and Jalen Smith and Miles Turner. And for us to still be able to get to the rim and get to the free throw line, that says a lot about this team. Both of those guys are good shot.
Honestly, bro, I've been saying Detroit and Indiana are not to be slept on. Now, I mean, Detroit, they just lost Bagley for a couple weeks because knee injury. And they just I don't know what's going on there, but Indiana is well coached. They have talent. Now, obviously, you got to build around it. You got Duarte, who's a dark horse. Ben Math is this year's dark horse, or one of them. Because there's a couple of dark horses this year. Got Buddy Hield. I mean, you got guys that compete. You know what I'm saying? They got shooters. TJ McConnell is giving your guys some problems early on.
TJ's always been solid. Like, I'm a fan of TJ as a leader.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, he does the little things.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it wasn't like they got smacked though. The Knicks were very competitive. They were good.
I'm going into the fourth, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it just got away from us.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, put the starters in to close that game, it might be a little different.
I think your boy didn't the intensity. He didn't match it because Indiana came out like, okay, we're not going to lose this another game to this team.
Bro.
And they played, even though the Knicks, honestly, to me, the Knicks were the better team, but they didn't match the intensity.
The kid neighboring, he had a couple like rhythm dribble pull-ups, like not even really contested. Yeah. He had like two blocks, two steals, one assist. That's like, 15 points. I'm like, like how did this guy get this comfortable to do all these things? Like, if you really if you're putting pressure on him, you know, he's getting in the foul trouble. He has to work hard on defense. He's not going to be that, you know, that fresh to close the game the way he did.
Yeah.
That was just very, very interesting.
I honestly know you kind of told me to chill a little bit, but I honestly feel like this could be this season's battle for, like, between from 6 to 8.
I don't know, man. I just, like, I see more of, like, Atlanta, Charlotte, and maybe even the Wizards if they get their act together. So we'll see what happens.
I don't think Charlotte's going to survive 2 weeks of no LaMelo Ball. I think it's they're,
nah,
they're,
2 weeks is nothing.
Yeah, but who's their starting point guard?
Scary Terry.
Yeah, okay.
Let Book Knight play.
You're right. I mean, it's a possibility, but Scary Terry isn't a point guard, bro.
New York's own.
Yeah, Book Knight definitely. Not a point. I don't know. The Hawks are not going to be in the bottom half. Let's make that clear. I mean, I don't know what you're thinking, again, but the Hawks are going to be in that top five.
So they're number five.
I would say four or five range.
They're number five.
Okay.
I hate to say it. Philly, Boston, Milwaukee.
I don't know. Boston might fall behind. Coaching makes Miami. A hell of a difference. Miami, yes.
That's it.
Milwaukee is still then
Toronto, Brooklyn battered them for five.
Maybe.
Yeah. Atlanta at six, maybe. You know, maybe. Knicks at seven, hopefully. And everybody else. Wizards, Bulls. You know?
The Wizards, nah. Come on.
So, yeah.
I think you're reaching Bulls, on that one. Knicks,
the Bulls. Listen, Bradley Beal has to have a good run at some point. And I think Porzingis will stay healthy.
Yeah. So
that's a good start.
I think they
got Monte Morris. I like Monte Morris, man. I've been waiting for him to get more runs.
Yeah, but it's DC, bro. Like, I don't know.
Chocolate City.
Hey, listen, it's a city that truly does not sleep. Believe it or not, I tell you. I've seen some things in DC that just leaves you baffled. That still happens to this day. Like, I tell the story to a friend of mine about how I was in D.C. and by, like, Wednesday, and this is, like, 30s, Hector. This is 30s just Hector. And I was burnt out by Wednesday. I was like, yo, this is crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, it's still like that. I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean? It's COVID. Like, he's like, no. Yeah. Just, slowed up a little bit, but, yeah. Crazy. He's like, it's every night, though. Every night. I'm like, oh, nah. Yeah, it's
real.
So, you know, that kind of situation, that's why DC doesn't make the playoffs.
There's too much stuff going on over there.
Yeah, it's too much stuff. But honestly, I mean, tonight's game, it was a pretty good game. And the Knicks are right, it's a tough finish. And that's what the preseason's all about. And you know, dude, it was like, damn, they let that one get away. It wasn't like, oh, the Knicks got smacked. They're better than the Pacers. They're better than the Pacers. I would say that. People, you know, I'll go out on a limb and I will say that. And you'll hear it on the podcast tomorrow at 3 p.m. I will say it. The Knicks are better than the Indiana Pacers. They showed it because they truly did not match the intensity and still really didn't lose this game until 3 minutes left. Straight up. Yeah. The Pacers were playing this like it was, like this was like a regular season. Like this game really counted. And the Knicks were just like going through the paces. And if the Knicks can understand that, like, oh, snap, we, basketball-wise, we were right there. We just didn't match the intensity. You know what I'm saying? And literally, you know, you got to have everything. You can't just be like, oh, we're good. We're going to beat everybody. No, you have to have the will to win as well. And these are the games, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, for real. Fournier came back, and look at what happened. Dag, Wall Street, we needed your take on this one.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. He got beat, too, on a couple plays, man. I mean, you talk about a defensive liability. If he doesn't go to the bench, I don't know what you're going to do with him.
We'll see what happens in a week.
So they play Washington on Friday, and then they play Washington on Friday at 7:30. And, yeah, that's here in New York. Got a preseason game in Washington. What do you think is the result of that game?
I don't even want to win. Let's see this 25-23 split between Julius and Obi one more time, see what that looks like. And yeah, you know, hopefully Fournier plays some better defense. Like, that's it. the win at this point is not as important as seeing if the split in the minutes between the two fours is gonna help long term. Like to me, that's a bigger ticket.
And we got to see some stretches where they're both on the floor. But I think Julius is making. I'm not gonna say I'm surprised, because I mean this is kind of uncharted territory. I mean, Julius isn't a perennial all-star. He isn't a perennial all-NBA player, but he has the ability to be that. But I think for this relationship to work, I think he has to sacrifice, and he may have to sacrifice that. But I think he's doing a great job so far. I mean, I know, you know, I know he hears it every time Obi catches an alley-oop or yeah.
Crowd goes crazy. It's so crazy because Mitch is, you know, being effective. Hartenstein is being effective. Jericho can be effective. You know.
You're right. Yeah. He's got to hear it. And I know, but he's still sticking to the script. He's, you know, and wins. I don't care what it is. Wins resolves everything. Like Wall Street said, I'm crazy that I'm doing a Wall Street quote, but yes, wins cure everything.
That man has a lot of quotables.
This may be a new low for me. I don't know. But anyway. But he's right. I mean, think of all the things that have happened in the NBA that you've been privy to. And all that person had to do was win some games, and it was like, oh, he's the greatest again. I'm saying, I could name some all-time greats that had done some foolery, and all they did was they won a championship, and it was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
Let's not attack the greats. Maybe not today.
I'm not even going there. I'm just echoing the Wall Street quote. I gotta put it away, so to speak. Oh man. Any last words, my brother?
Shout out to Mitch. His free throw form looks amazing. All right. Like, you know, hopefully he can shoot 70 or better this year. But like the way like the rotation and the follow through, it looks really, really solid. So impressed by that. And then, hopefully.
Always a coach. Cam,
gotta pay attention to the little things. And, you know, hopefully Cam could find a rhythm and be like a 4 points, four rebounds, four assists guy, and not a 10 points on like 1 of 8 shooting guy.
Hey, listen, I was watching Knicks Fan TV. Shout out to KFTV. They were live streaming post game. They were slaying Cam, man. And I mean, it's just
leave a young boy alone.
It was just, I mean, and I'm not really talking about the show so much, because they were politically correct about it. And everything they said was true. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, truth will set you free, bro. I mean, the dude is just not, his lackluster effort. And, you know, he might be in a place where he's kind of stuck in quicksand and he's just trying to figure out how not to sink.
But, yeah, don't, you know, play for the check, man.
Yeah, like he, when but, you,
play,
you know.
When you're playing for the check, it just don't. Yeah.
Well, he's not gonna get the check. They're not. They're talking about not offering him the extension. So, which I don't think they should. I mean, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, offer him money based on potential? Nah, that's played out. That's played out. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Knicks did that, and it didn't work a lot of times. So you gotta, you know, Cam. I really want him to be better, you know. It's my fault because I'm stuck on high school Cam, who was like windmilling on people and breaking, you know, zone defenses by himself and grabbing 14 rebounds in a game and 40 points. You know what I mean? Like I'm remembering that Cam, but not realizing that Cam was just going off of athleticism and really didn't have to work. You know what I'm saying? And then the Cam that we really saw is the one that kind of got lost in the shuffle when he went to Duke. You know, and couldn't find his niche.
Caught a little fire late. So you know.
But yeah, couldn't figure out. Damn, couldn't figure it out. And if he'd have figured it out, Duke would have won a championship that year.
Easy.
You know, because you had three. Well, they were all in, like, R.J. Barrett was number one. Zion was, like, five. And Cam was, like, what? Cam was, like, six or seven, right, in the nation. I mean, that was crazy. It was like, yo, how'd they pull that off? But I don't know. It is what it is, man.
Yo.
Coach, I appreciate you popping through tonight.
My brother.
Get home safe.
Of course, he's
a
producer. Yes.
Nah, man. I'm only as good as the talent around me.
Spoken like a true
I'm not coach. Trying to be. I'm not trying to be LeBron trying to break the scoring record. I'm trying to be LeBron host the chips.
All the shifts, no turnover.
Listen, I'd rather be John Paxson. He collected checks too. He collected checks too. Like shit. Jeez. I'd rather be John Paxson. But nah, man. Thank you. You know what I'm saying. Listen, if y'all don't know, Coach is in the street right now, heading home, dedicated, okay? He didn't call out sick. He didn't say he was tired. He didn't say nothing else. He was like, I'll be there at 10:30. I was like, let's go. So shout out to Coach.
We building.
Yes, sir. Coach, till next week, my brother. Holla at me if anything.
For sure.
All right, man. Signing off. Yo, y'all be safe out there. Take care. To the next one.
Appreciate y'all. Later.
Peace.